Training for correctional officers in enforcing the new rules has just begun, and inmates received new rule books this month. 40-year-old Holly Long is serving a 30-year sentence for kidnapping and robbery at the Techeeta Women's Prison. During her 17 years in prison, she became known as a seg rat because she spent months at a time in the hole.
It seems like it's going to start making it easier for people to not have to go to segregation and be able to address it with the officer when whatever behavior takes place. So not as much segregation, I guess, is what they're trying to do.
But the head of the Correctional Officers Union, Brian Cunningham, calls the new rules an effort to placate troublesome inmates. He says officers who must now enforce the new rules weren't asked for input in designing them. He's convinced training young white officers to have the kinds of conversations with inmates the new rules call for will be next to impossible.
You cannot have some 18-year-old, non-graduated yokel talking to some 40-year-old inner-city black inmate. It doesn't work.
DOC Secretary Ed Wall has refused requests for interviews to explain what the new rules really mean or how they'll be implemented. But the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism obtained 250 pages of documents through an open records request that include a memo from Wall that offers some insight. Entitled Reforming Segregation in Wisconsin, the memo questions the effectiveness of putting inmates in isolation cells for as long as a year for nonviolent rule breaking, such as not taking their medications. It also suggests using alternative punishments that simply reduce an inmate's privileges and offer incentives for change to behavior instead of punishment. That's encouraging to Kate Edwards, a Buddhist prison chaplain who's ministered to inmates in segregation cells. She says the changes, though, are confusing and don't go far enough. She says the new rules actually increase the number of rule infractions that can land an inmate in segregation for a year.
And that includes things, something like loitering, which can get you 180 days or 6 months in a segregated cell. That doesn't look to me like real change.
Edwards says the new rules also seem to ignore the plight of mentally ill inmates. One phrase in the new rules requires consideration of an inmate's serious mental illness during hearings on whether to send them to segregation. She says that's not enough when international experts agree that solitary confinement is more likely to make a mental illness worse.
To do a revision that took apparently 6 years, 28 pages long, and not to flesh that out and not to look at removing the seriously mentally ill from segregation entirely just seems unconscionable to me.
The Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism reports that 1,500 inmates are held in segregation, and a 2009 state audit found that nearly half of all inmates in segregation have a serious mental illness. Edwards and other members of the Wisdom Prison Reform Group will be at the state capitol today to call for sweeping changes in state prison policy, including a demand for a federal investigation of the use of segregation to discipline inmates. Gilman Halstead.